well, no, it can be shared. You said it much better, but that was the point. And I'm wondering if, while
we're
here...
Well, the thing is, your inner being, like you, is a vibrational being, and law of attraction is causing a coalescing of others that are of the same vibration. So your inner being never is a singular consciousness. It's always a collective group consciousness. And you might say that your inner being, and therefore you, has access to infinite intelligence. And so depending upon what you've lived and what you've got activated, you have access to never-ended love, expansion, vibration, achievement, creation. It's big. It's really big.
It's big. And while we're here in our physical manifestation, and there may be others who are part of that stream of what I would call my inner being that are also physically manifested right now.
Yes.
Is there communication or a time of meeting in our physical manifestation at the same time? And if is there a special feeling, like a soulmate feeling?
Since that recording that you heard, because in those days, we would have described it like soulmate, we would say to you that, yes, those of you who are physically focused, you have connection with those streams of consciousness that are spattered out in a variety of physical beings. In other words, that's what that feeling of soulmate is. And we also would have said to you at that time that you have met your soulmates. They're the ones that you feel like, oh, you've come home when you meet them. They're also often the ones that make you want to run screaming and kicking off in the other direction, because when you meet someone who at their core, in other words, when someone that you meet, let us put it to you this way. Let's say you run into someone, you've never met them before, and let's say for sake of this example that they are another extension of the same stream of consciousness that is you. Let's say they have the same inner being for sake of this example, and you meet them, and you have a very powerful feeling of aversion to them. Well, what that aversion means is that seeing them has amplified within you an awareness of who you really are, as well as an awareness of who you are and they are in this moment. So sometimes when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and you meet someone who's coming from the same source energy that you are, your feeling of them is over the moon enthusiasm. But if you meet someone and you're not tuned in, tapped in, turned on with who you are, and you meet them, then the exaggerated crevasse is amplified. You see what we're getting at?
Yes, and I could actually use that if I'm aware that that might be why I'm having that kind of adverse feeling. I could use that to remind myself I'm not.
Well, in every case, we would use it. In every case, we would say something about this interaction is amplifying who I really am, and it's also amplifying who I'm being. So, in other words, something that we think would be very worthwhile for you to write in a notebook every day, maybe many times a day, is when someone makes you feel that way, or when you feel that way because of your interaction with someone, what is it, so-and-so, what is it that I'm thinking about you that has me separated from who I really am and what I really want? Feel the power of that. Instead of, what is it about you that makes me feel this way? What is it about you that I'm thinking that is separating me from who I really am? That puts you back in your power, because you have the ability to think that which separates you, or you have the ability to think that which could align you.
That's
now,
great.
We talked about all of this as the way we would have told you if we were talking to you back in the days that you heard that particular recording. Today, we want to give you the advanced, evolved version of that.
Good, okay.
And it goes like this, and you're really going to like this. So let's say that this cluster of, let's say that this non-physical consciousness, pure positive energy, was born into several physical beings. So a cluster came forth. It's always that way, by the way.
Okay.
And you're all having your experiences. And as you're having your experiences, knowing what you don't want, knowing what you do want, you are launching rockets of desire into a vibrational escrow. Oh, this is so good. Listen to this. You're really going to like this. So do you have the picture? You're a cluster of source energy. You come forth into the physical in several experiences.